This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Seattle will build 100 tiny homes to combat the city's homelessness crisis. In 2024, the state of Washington had the third highest population of people experiencing homelessness in the United States, just behind California and New York. Homelessness has been on the rise across the country, and Washington has seen a 12.5% increase in people homeless in the last 2 years. A majority of the state's homeless population is concentrated in King County, which includes Seattle. The area reported more than 16,000 people homeless last year. But Seattle also has seen success with tiny home communities in various neighborhoods, so Seattle has decided to invest even further in the initiative, a solution which experts call a silver bullet. The King County Regional Homelessness Authority will put $6 million in tiny home solutions in the city, with two new villages planned to open this fall. They'll add more than 100 units to the city's shelter system. The Low-Income Housing Institute is the organization building these two new villages, which will be located in two different locations in Seattle: Olympic Hills neighborhood with 44 tiny houses, and a second site located closer to downtown Seattle with 60 tiny houses. Both villages will have security, hygiene setups, storage, and laundry, as well as a myriad of support services by trained staff. The people who will reside in these villages will be referred by the United Care Team and its outreach partners, which offer people living outside in tent encampments an opportunity to come indoors with their own space, including a door that closes and locks. According to the Unified Care Team, shelter referrals like this have led to an 80% reduction in tent encampments in the last 3 years. Data from the organization also shows that offering a private and secure space can help encourage people to move indoors, leading to a more stable future. Not only does the Housing First model help homeless people to get on a path to permanent housing and long-term stability, it's far more cost-effective for society in general, with fewer emergency room visits, mental health crises, tent encampments, and social pressures. Low-Income Housing Institute CEO Sharon Lee said that developing these kinds of tiny home shelters is an efficient and more cost-effective approach. Lee said, "If I was going to build affordable housing, it'll cost millions and millions of dollars to build, and it'll take 3 years. A house village can be set up in like 4 months." Lee also added that the nonprofit plans to seek more support from the Seattle City Council to fund 6 more villages in the future. Lee said, "Our goal is to help vulnerable individuals transition from cold, wet tents into heated tiny houses this winter. We thank the City of Seattle for funding these 2 new tiny home villages." In Billings, the FBI uses the incinerator at the Yellowstone Valley Animal Shelter to burn dangerous drugs, and last week, the burning of methamphetamine inside the Animal Control Incinerator, a facility owned by the City of Billings, sickened 14 employees and caused the evacuation of the facility of people and animals. While burning methamphetamine, a malfunction caused the incinerator not to vent smoke, but to push it into the shelter. 14 employees became ill and were taken to both Billings Clinic and Intermountain Health, with some requiring treatment inside a hyperbaric chamber. The smoke clogged the dog side of the shelter, where staff quickly evacuated the animals outdoors. Cats were also moved into crates and taken outside. All animals were evacuated safely and moved into foster care or off-site. Assistant Billings City Administrator Kevin Ifland said the Billings Police Department and FBI have long used the incinerator to dispose of narcotics, but the director of the animal shelter did not know that that practice was being done. The Billings Police Department follows a set schedule for destroying prescription drugs and narcotics and must notify the health department and keep records of each disposal. But no notification was made to the animal shelter, even though the workers and animals there were put at risk from methamphetamine and other pollutants in previous incidents. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.